Regina, more details emerged about the last day Patrick Thauberger was seen alive. In the third day of proceedings of a trial where Jospe Thauberger, 80, stands accused of first-degree murder in relation to the death of his brother Patrick, another brother, James Andrew Thauberger, took the stand to relay his testimony in Regina's Court of King's Bench today. Again, the frail Joseph appeared in court via video link. Crown Prosecutor Adam Brecker asked James several questions about the days leading up to September 3, 1997, and events occurring around that time. James explained how Patrick had visited Regina en route to Indiana, where Patrick was transporting two antique limousines to an auction. Patrick had originally planned to spend time in the United States, visiting various friends along the way. The plan changed, and Patrick ended up taking a bus from Winnipeg to Regina, with plans of continuing to Edmonton. During his time in Regina, Patrick stayed with James, who ultimately drove his brother to Joseph's house for a meeting. Upon arriving at Joseph's house, James noted his older brother seemed annoyed, something he assumed was due to bringing Patrick to the house late due to a conference call James needed to attend that morning. James described Patrick as being quite anxious, as Joseph wanted to continue harvest operations that day, and the lateness of their arrival cut into that precious time. Joseph seemed a little annoyed, James recalled. I assumed because he was very anxious to get harvesting and we didn't have the courtesy of calling him to let him know we were running late. When asked about family dynamics, James offered a glowing picture of his bond with brother Joseph. Joseph and I had a remarkable relationship, said James of their years growing up together. Without hesitation, I would say Joseph was the absolute best brother I could have. Brecker focused on business dealings between the brothers, presenting emails from Joseph to other family members. The content was often critical of Patrick's spending habits, his declining mental health, and perceived lack of contribution to farming activities. There were many occasions in which he made statements of this nature that have essence of some truth, but simply weren't the case, James commented. The court also heard that Joseph was the sole beneficiary of Patrick's life insurance and pension policies. Testimony from yesterday's proceedings described the events of the fateful day where the alleged murder took place, as Joseph's former wife was called as a witness by the Crown. Joseph has maintained his innocence in the murder, previously pleading not guilty to the murder charge. Defense counsel had yet to cross-examine the witness at time of publication, and the trial will continue next week. R. Kudrowski at sasktoday.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. #CrimeCopsCourt_SKToday.